Good morning. I'm sitting here in the meditation room at Heartroot, really excited about this new way, well, new for me, of connecting our hearts and minds and spirits to do the work of recreating oneness on this planet. My feeling is that this week is going to be a week of preparation and a process bringing us to the full moon on the 19th, on Saturday the 19th of April. We are experiencing two full moons in Libra. We have finished one in the month of March, and in April also the full moon is in Libra. And the astrological experts, of which I'm not, tell me that we've been working from an understanding of our relationship with ourselves, of our inner inner landscapes, and moving out on the 19th in the next full moon into relationship with the other. It's potentially a time of irritability and discomfort in relation with the outside world. And so this preparation that we're doing, my understanding is that it's to bring us deeply into our hearts and into a space of oneness so that some of this discomfort can be transformed. This is Palm Sunday in the metaphor of Christianity. Yeshua enters Jerusalem on a donkey and is welcomed. This can be translated as our Christ consciousness, our highest awareness entering our hearts. Jerusalem being representative of our hearts, our higher hearts. In the tradition of Passover, Pesach, this is the time of darkness, of the second to last of the plagues that are visited upon the Egyptians before the Hebrews are set free. So this is a process of clearing, of coming into our hearts, of understanding, so that we can move out into the world with compassion. Find a comfortable position and focus your awareness in your breathing and the sensation of breath. Feel your body expanding and contracting with the life flowing through you. Imagine that you're inhaling through the entire surface of your skin. Inhaling into your heart to fill it and fill it and fill it until it must open. And then you exhale out from your heart to the world. Feel and see yourself absorbing, inhaling life and light and energy into your heart, which swells and swells as it fills until it has to open. And from this open heart, you exhale out again through the entire surface of your skin, out to the world. See and feel yourself expanding and contracting with the waves of life flowing through you. Go to any areas of resistance to expansion and contraction. Go there with your mind, with your consciousness woven with your breath. And exhale what you're able to exhale of the resistance to receiving life. Become very aware of your heart as you inhale and exhale, feeling it expand, being aware of your heartbeat. Put your hand on your heart if you wish so that you can feel it. Become aware that what you're feeling under your hand is your heart pumping blood to every cell of your body. Blood that is fed by the food that you've eaten, the fruit of the earth. Your blood is the earth transformed. And your heart sends this earth blood to every cell of your body to give you the energy that you require to serve as you came to serve. The sound and the sensation of your heartbeat connects you with the earth. Feel this and know it. This is the heart, the sound that you heard in the body of your mother, and that your mother heard in the body of her mother. This sound and this sensation connects you through space and time. All of the lives and bodies that have created your life and your body. Feel this and know it. I'm becoming aware that as I speak and as you're listening, whoever you are and wherever you are, our hearts are becoming synchronized. And as we descend into our awareness of connection to the planet, our hearts become synchronized with the heartbeat of the earth. of all of our relations, all of our brothers and sisters living in bodies created of the earth. See this and feel it. And you become aware now that your heart is created of four chambers. And each chamber holds a different energy. Travel with your breath and your awareness into your heart. See and experience the four chambers, the four rooms in the house of your heart. In one chamber, we hold memories, pieces of the stories that we've been told, perhaps, as well as experiences that we've lived in this lifetime. Memories, situations, circumstances that we hold on to as part of our identities. This is who I am. These memories may be memories of resentment or hurt, as well as memories of pride. Travel into this room in your heart and see. Let your heart speak to you and show you what it is that you're holding from the stories that you've lived and been told, that you hold on to as part of your understanding of who you are. That's Arthur the donkey calling out. If you encounter memories that cause contraction and inflexibility, if you encounter in your heart stories that engender resentment, hatred, perhaps ask yourself whether you wish to hold on to this still. Whatever no longer serves you, allow to dissolve and exhale, releasing it from your body, from your heart, from your identity. Ask your heart to tell you, to show you, to speak to you in the language it chooses. What is it that you're holding on to? That perhaps no longer serves. And that you may be able to release at this time. Feel the energy moving more and more freely as you release limitations that surround your understanding of who you are. In another chamber, in our hearts, we hold the memories of all of the different lives that we've lived. Not necessarily in this lineage, in the lineage of the body that we're in right now. We hold the story of our souls, of our spirits, in one of the chambers of our hearts. Go there and request that your heart speak to you in the language that it chooses. Open your mind to receive whatever information you're able to receive at this time about who you've been, how you've come to where you are now. In this chamber of your heart, open yourself to all that you have been. And open your minds to receive these impressions, this information. And you become aware that all of this story exists in the now as well. And you are perhaps also perceiving future manifestations of yourself. Past and the future. Existing together in the now of this chamber in your heart. Observe with as little judgment as you're able. Observe as a witness. a witness to yourself. And you move into the other two chambers of your heart, which together are called the higher heart. One of these chambers connects us in oneness to this planetary reality and to all of our brothers and sisters, also incarnate in bodies created of the earth. And the other connects us to all that is. To all that is. Feel the expansion as you move into these other chambers of your heart. Feel the shift in frequency as you move into all that you are capable of becoming. There's a crystalline quality to this frequency, sparkling. All the colors of the rainbow together. A crystalline diamond quality. And you feel this crystalline frequency, this diamond frequency, enveloping all of your heart at this point. Feel the shift in frequency. The shift in your energy. And your heart, your diamond heart, radiates outward. And you feel this frequency, this energy sparkling in every cell of your being. You see and feel yourself shining and sparkling in your diamond rainbow self. And from this high frequency aspect of your heart, from this open-heartedness, you send the awareness of oneness down to the heart of the planet, to the heart of Earth. From your crystalline heart to her crystalline heart. Exhale. Gratitude and the awareness of oneness. And inhale from the crystalline heart of the planet. Inhale upwards into your heart. The awareness of Earth connection. oneness with our planet. You're breathing heart to heart with the earth, from your crystalline heart to her crystalline heart. And you see a crystalline cord of connection like an umbilical cord. And you know that it is ever present. See and feel this connection with the heart of Earth. Feed yourself with the awareness of oneness with the planet. And from your rainbow diamond heart, you exhale upwards to the heart of the galaxy, to the sparkling crystalline sun behind the sun. And you inhale awareness of oneness with all that is, with all other dimensions of being. From the crystalline heart of the sun behind the sun, inhale downwards into your crystalline heart of awareness. And you see and feel a flow of energy and life between the heart of the galaxy and your human heart. You feed yourself with the awareness of oneness with all other dimensions of being. And the frequency of gratitude fills you, fills your heart and radiates to all other particles of your being. Gratitude filling every cell of your physical body and expanding outward to every bit of every layer of your energetic body. As you experience the oneness of heaven and earth through your human body and your human heart, you radiate gratitude and hold the frequency of gratitude. This feels like home. This feels like you finally arrived. A weary traveler. A hero who's traveled for such a long time. To arrive home. Rest open. Blossom. And this energy, this frequency of gratitude, of crystalline rainbow diamond light, and from your full and open and sparkling heart, you send out the energy of oneness, of the awareness of oneness, to every heart beating around this planet, to every heart and every being around the earth. You send like a warm, sweet, golden light, the awareness of oneness, to every beating heart, from heart to heart to heart, a web of heart connection flows around the earth. See it and feel it, shining, warm, golden, sweet. A web of heart connection sustaining the planet at the same time as she sustains us. The awareness of oneness flowing to all of those hearts struggling to stay closed, to give them the option of opening. The awareness of oneness flowing to those hearts struggling to stay open, to support them in their openness. The awareness of this ocean, this web of oneness, flowing to those hearts just beginning to beat, and those who are slowly fading, to support them in their transitions. See and feel this warm, sweet, golden, shining light of heart connection surrounding the earth. See it and feel it and know it is so. One after another, the hearts around the planet open, and the earth blossoms. See this and feel it, and know it is so. There's only one river, there's only one sea, there's only one river, there's only one sea, flowing through you and flowing through me. Flowing through you and flowing.